This is Teenage Sports. I am your host, Michael Barra. Today we have a special guest, one of my good friends. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Chloe Reeves.
Chloe is very smart when it comes to college. She knows NFL as well. She may try to say she knows it better than me. We'll find out today. Today we're going to talk about the recent NFL draft that was a few days ago. We are a DFW podcast, so let's start with the Cowboys. Chloe, I'll let you start with the Cowboys.
Oh, you're going to let me start?
Yeah, just your overall, because I think we're going to have a different view.
Yeah, we definitely are. I don't think that the Cowboys draft was great, but I think it was kind of like a step in the right direction in terms of defense, which was a really big problem last year. I don't agree with all the picks. I'm not a fan of all the picks, but like I said, I think how many defensive players we got was definitely kind of a step to rebuilding the defense that has struggled for a while. And I hope that I'm wrong in my opinions on some of these people, and I hope that they do step out, and I hope that they do play a major role in the Cowboys' defensive success. And I hope that, again, I'm wrong about some of these people.
Yeah, and I mean, 100%. We're also projecting before these guys have even got on the field, have even practiced. We're going off of what we feel and what we think. Cowboys had, I think, 9 picks. I think 10. So
they had 11.
Oh, 11?
One in the first, one in the second. Yeah, one in the first, one in the second, 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, and 1 in the seventh. So they had a lot of players that they drafted.
And I think we can both agree we're mostly confident going into this season that our offense is going to be able to produce. I mean, obviously we hope and pray for a healthy Dak, but
I don't know. I think that they have some great receivers that, to me, don't perform. Even when Dak's on the field, to me, these receivers, especially Amari Cooper, have not been performing to the level that, you know, as a Cowboys fan, as just an NFL fan in general, you thought they would produce, considering where Amari Cooper came from and what he did at the Raiders. And then he comes to Dallas and, to me, doesn't look like the Amari Cooper that played for the Raiders.
He was good his first few games that he came here. It was like a honeymoon period, and I just don't feel like I don't hate Amari Cooper. I think he's a good dude. I don't like he's not like a bad, like a Odell Beckham type character, but he just doesn't seem like he seems like he's good for 1 week, and then next week he'll get you like 15 yards.
Yeah, I think there's problems in the offense. And I think there has been problems on offense for a while, but I think a lot of it was compensated with the offensive line. And then now we're seeing the offensive line kind of, they're older, they're hurt, they're, it's just not the same offensive line. So there's no help there. So it's not helping Zeke or even Dak or the receivers. Like it's, we're seeing the problems with the offensive line that I think are translating into all of the players on the offense. But I think the defense is really what needed to be rebuilt the most.
And they did that. First round, I think we were watching this. Everyone was watching the draft. We saw at number 8, J.C. Horn, and then number 9, Patrick Surtain go off. This team has an obvious hole at corner. I personally, even though it was with the Eagles, I like the trade down because they saw Micah Parsons as their number one defensive player, who they ended up drafting at 12, but they were able to draft down and get him and get another third. I like the move. How do you feel about it?
I think that the first round, I really don't think it benefited Philly or Dallas. I think Justin Fields wasn't going to go until, well, I think the trade that Philly had they weren't going to get Justin Fields, so they really didn't trade up for somebody that was in high demand, I don't think. And I think Dallas trading down just in the first round, Micah Parsons wasn't going to go, and if Micah Parsons was their man, that was fine. The third pick, the third round pick that they got from it, okay, like they got another defensive player, which is what they were looking for. So maybe in the long run, it did help them out. In that moment, I didn't really see much difference in it. Like I said, the person that Philly got wasn't in high demand. Justin Fields was. They didn't get Justin Fields. So I don't know.
Well, it has came out that the Giants were potentially going to draft Devontae at 11 because they did end up trading back and getting Tony. I don't know.
Yeah, they did.
Name. But
I don't know. It was kind of.
Seeing Justin fall that far was pretty crazy in and of itself.
I don't know. I personally am not the biggest fan of Justin Fields.
Well, his track record isn't great. I mean, when was the last good Ohio State quarterback?
You can't really say. Like, to me personally, Justin Fields falling to 10, maybe he fell too far, but I think Chicago got a great pick, and I think he's going to a great place for him.
I agree. With the Cowboys' second round pick, they went a corner out of Kentucky. A lot of Kentucky players, the Cowboys. They got two,
which, like, I know I used to be a Kentucky fan. I used to watch Kentucky football a lot, and their defenses have been pretty good in the past 4 or 5 years. You know, look at Josh Allen, the defensive tackle that went to Jacksonville. He's a great player. He's from that Kentucky defense, from those coaches, from that system. So I hope that the cornerback and the defensive tackle that we got from Kentucky show out.
Well, it just kind of surprised me because there's like a stat on Instagram of how many players each college produced, and Kentucky was like fifth. And I mean, I don't really, whenever I think Kentucky, I definitely don't think football school, but I mean.
No, they're definitely not, but
Cowboys,
they're kind of increasing their reputation into football a little bit more.
No, obviously, something that's going to be around the Cowboys draft is the characters. Micah Parsons, I believe he had a hazing issue at Penn State.
Kelvin Joseph has had some issues.
Yeah, I think he's like four rap albums in. Ball, I don't want to out character him, but I do believe he had domestic violence stuff. That was the fourth round pick, O tackle.
Let's add him to our list. We got Zeke, we got Randy Gregory.
Yeah, we're definitely not the most liked team.
Some of our troubles are gone, but you know, we still got some of them. We just got new ones now.
That's what I'm saying is I thought we were trying to get away from this. We got rid of Alden, which was Alden. Yeah. We still have Randy, though. Zeke, however you feel about Zeke.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So, they're definitely not looking into this, but they did also draft, I believe, a few captains. Jabril Cox, probably one of my favorite picks of this draft. I believe he was the captain of LSU's defense.
Jabril Cox is definitely my favorite player that Dallas got, I think.
Super, super high grade from ESPN, which is what I'm looking at. That linebacker group is going to be outrageous if they can stay healthy.
Well, I know me and you have differing opinions on this first-round pick, so I kind of want to talk about that because linebackers and, you know, first round, number 12 overall.
Yeah, so I think the best way that Micah Parsons can be used is more of a pass rusher because there is so much depth in that linebacker group now. And I think linebacker is one of the least important positions on the defense. Unfortunately, we're stacked at the least important position on the defense, but it is what it is. So if you can use Micah Parsons as a pass rusher and he can just go and get to the quarterback and get to the dang football, because are we really relying on DeMarcus Lawrence to be our only sack getter? Because I think we have, like, Bradley and Ney on the other side. So we're going to need these linebackers to step up and not just play coverage and not just play zone and man. They're going to need to get to the quarterback, and I think Micah Parsons is the perfect guy to do that.
See, I was not a fan of that pick overall. For like our first round pick, I was not a fan of getting a linebacker. I think Dallas, their linebackers weren't the problem to me. Obviously, they needed some help, but it wasn't the biggest problem. I think
it, it really could have been solved with just Jabril Cox.
I think the DBs, in my opinion, have been the biggest problem for Dallas for a while. Like, even looking back at Leighton Vander Esch's first season when it was him and Jalen, and they were playing great defense.
Oh, yeah.
The problem was still the DBs. Because yeah. DeMarcus Lawrence was getting to the quarterback. Vander Esch and Jalen Smith were playing sideline to sideline, great football. And then you had the DBs. And so I think that has always been a problem. And in my opinion, I don't think that we should have got a linebacker first. I understand that, you know, J.C. Horn, Patrick Surtain had gone right before our pick, the two people that we were kind of after. But to me, the linebackers, honestly, what was the least needed position. And Micah Parsons not having played football last year, that concerns me. But, again...
I hope I'm wrong. I completely agree. And we also didn't go safety. Now, we did, sign, three safeties, all that I like. And Keanu Neal, who was a safety, is looking to also play a linebacker. So I don't understand how we have 9 linebackers that can all play. But it's going to be interesting how they set this up. But, I mean, I want to see Micah Parsons, Jabril Cox, Leighton, Jalen, Keanu Neal on the same field. I just don't think that's really possible. But I like the surplus. As of yesterday, the Cowboys didn't pick up Leighton Vander Esch's 5th-year option. So either they're going to move away from Leighton or they're going to let him have a good season and pay him regularly. Now, Cowboys did go corner 2nd pick, Kelvin Joseph. Last year's 2nd-round pick was Trayvon Diggs. Say what you want about him. Corner is probably the hardest position to come into the NFL as a rookie and be good at. And I don't think he was honestly that horrible.
In my opinion, Trayvon Diggs is probably the best DB for that played last year.
I agree with that. But there's again, a lot of people projecting him cornerback 1 as a 2nd-year pro.
The thing is, no one has truly impressed me as a DB for the Cowboys in a while.
I feel like they've never really hit in that position because they went super high with Morris Claiborne, if you remember that fool.
Oh, yeah, I do remember him.
They drafted him 4 or something, super high. I just feel like they never have been, Deion, but that wasn't – I don't believe they drafted Deion.
Well, I remember Byron Jones had a great year 3-4 years ago, but it was 1 great year.
Yeah.
And so – that, to me, if you can only play 1 great year, there's issues. And it might not be issues. Maybe they don't fit the system, but I don't really feel that the Cowboys have any DB system because nobody is excelling.
Yeah. And
so, I don't know. Kelvin Joseph, he's a great pick, I think. I think he is very physical and he has a very good – I don't really know exactly what the right word is he comes back to the football a lot. He knows where the football's going. He comes back to it. He makes interceptions.
He ran a 4.34, so he's speedy. If he can be good, yeah, and if he can be good, and we have Trayvon Diggs, Anthony Brown, Jordan Lewis, Kelvin Joseph, some of these other guys we drafted. It's a bigger room with more potential than last year. It's just there's not a ton of good experience. Now, obviously, Anthony Brown and Jordan Lewis have been in the league for a while, but they haven't been in the league for a while and been very good.
Well, I know Kelvin Joseph, one of his interceptions was a Mac Brown pass to Devontae Smith. If you're staying one-on-one with Devontae Smith and you're covering him well and you intercept Mac Jones, I say it's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's the Heisman winner right there, you know, Devontae.
So,
yeah.
I think he's a promising pick. But
Cowboys went three corners this draft. They went a wide receiver. I like the Quentin Bohanna draft pick. He's a big dude. Our run game was terrible. I don't know if you remember the Rams game. You probably do, in the playoffs. We watched
the Rams game that I was at.
Yeah, and
oh my gosh, yeah, I remember.
They ran down our throats
because the reason, like,
now obviously that was a few years ago,
but the line is still almost the same.
Yeah,
their line is virtually the same people, and the thing is Dallas needs somebody on their line that was going to step up and make plays. Because DeMarcus Lawrence, he's in situations like that, in a playoff situation, in these dire straight situations, DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be double-teamed. They do not want DeMarcus Lawrence in their backfield.
Yeah. And I think that's he gets exactly more hate happened. Than he deserves, but I also don't think he's a top 10 pass rusher.
The Rams, it happened in that Rams game that you're talking about. They double-teamed DeMarcus Lawrence. Nobody on the line had any pressure on the quarterback. So that's what they need this guy for. They need this guy to, you know, close gaps, to come right up the middle, to pound this offensive line.
Yeah.
Because no one else is doing it but DeMarcus Lawrence off the edge, and they're going to double-team DeMarcus Lawrence if he starts getting in their backfield and disrupting plays.
And I don't really see that need really. It wasn't really covered in free agency. And if Micah Parsons isn't a main pass rusher, then it's probably really not covered either. And your corners and DB or everything else can be fantastic. But if the quarterback has 10 seconds to throw the football, it doesn't really matter. So I'm hoping they use Micah Parsons to rush, or they just can figure out a way to get their linebackers in there. Because Jalen is not a slow dude. He just gets a little confused sometimes.
I think Jalen's problem is, like, he's not slow, but he doesn't, like, take off fast enough. He's very kind of slow to, like, get into the play almost.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a waiting game. Like, he kind of – it's like, oh, maybe not. And it's kind of not – he's not right at the ball right at the second it snaps.
I guess that's probably just instincts that he just hasn't really had.
Yeah, which I think – like, I think Sean Lee was great at that because I think Sean Lee had that instinct. I think Sean Lee was very smart.
Sean Lee was one of the smartest linebackers I think I've seen, and he did retire, and I hope he does come back as a coach. Because he wasn't the most physically gifted. I mean, he wasn't as fast as Jalen or probably LVE either, but he was just smarter than everybody.
His best skill was totally his football IQ. And, you know, when they drafted Micah Parsons first, I was like, they're trying to replace Sean Lee. That was my first thought. Linebacker Penn State, they're trying to replace Sean Lee. And then I was like, I don't think they can. No matter the athleticism of this guy, they can't replace Sean Lee.
And it sucks he didn't get to play more.
Well, he was hurt all the time, and he has been his whole career. Even at Penn State, he missed the Rose Bowl because of torn ACL.
Which sucks because I think he had Luke Kuechly-type potential. Maybe better. I know that's a lot to say, but that's
he was in the league longer than Luke Kuechly.
Well, yeah, but Luke Kuechly, when was playing, was one of the best – better middle linebackers in the league, because I don't know if I would consider him Bobby Wagner type. But,
no, I wouldn't, but.
But Luke Kuechly, I think, is fair.
I guess we'll see what we get out of the linebackers. Like, I really liked Rebil Cox. I think he has a lot of speed. I think he can probably get to the quarterback. But I don't really know if Micah Parsons and Jabril Cox are going to have as much of a chance if LVE comes back healthy and Jalen Smith plays like he did 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, and I think in the 4-3 that we're going to run, or the 3-4, I don't know what Dan Quinn's going to run out there, because in a 3-4, you'd have more linebackers, and that's what our team really fits. But he's always ran a 4-3. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. He has to be smart, Dan Quinn, with this, because the roster is built extremely weird. Not really the offense, but the defense is built extremely weird. So it's going to be interesting. Do you have any more comments on the Cowboys, or do you want to move on?
I think I kind of want to comment on Dallas's pick in the sixth round. They called him a cornerback from South Carolina. Israel, I cannot say his last name.
I don't blame you.
But I personally think he could play a great safety. He is big, he's fast, but his press coverage is not great. So, and he played at South Carolina with J.C. Horn.
Yeah, on the other side.
On the other side, and that's kind of when he played his best football. So maybe a corner is his best position, but his size and his speed, I would like to see him play safety, especially on someone like Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
A huge tight end who's super quick, who you can't cover him with a cornerback because they're too small, but you can't cover him with a safety or a linebacker because he's too fast. So I kind of want to see them use these DBs, not just him. I just know that he's kind of played both in college in other situations, not just as a cornerback, not just as a safety, kind of move him around to see what fits this defense the best, because at this point, nothing's worked thus far. Let's try something else.
Well, yeah, now in the football, in the NFL, we're seeing all these big, strong, fast tight ends. Travis Kelce, Kittle, Kyle Pitts, who I think we both agree is going to be really good. Say what you want, but Gronk. Just these big dudes that, I mean, like you said, can't be covered by a 6-foot safety or a corner who's about 190 pounds. Middle linebackers can be kind of slow. They had Jalen Smith do it last year, and he couldn't keep up. Micah Parsons was really good in man, and if he can keep up with those guys, that may not be a terrible option for him to do. But a quick, big safety like Israel, like you said, could be really good in those tight end against those really good tight ends.
Yeah. Well, I also kind of want to talk about Josh Ball, because obviously the Cowboys offensive line has been in a little bit of trouble lately. We've had right tackles playing center and playing guard and playing left tackle and playing. We've had everybody play every position, and this guy has played left tackle. So, you know, I'm a huge Tyron Smith fan. I think he's a great left tackle.
Thank you. I hate the Tyron Smith slander.
I think he's great. I do think he holds a little too much. I think in the past couple years, he just hasn't been as good as he had, like, as he started at. Probably, you know, you're playing left tackle, you're kind of been in the league for a while. So, do you think that this guy can replace him? Do you think Tyron Smith does have, like, someone to come after him in Josh Ball?
I mean, Tyron, I don't know if he's played a full season, maybe ever. So,
I think he did the year Dallas went to the playoffs, Leighton Van Der Esch's first year, like the 18-19 season. Okay. I think he played that full season.
Well,
but
that was a good team.
Don't quote me on that.
But
and he did play the full season of Dak and Zeke's rookie year too, I'm pretty sure.
So some of the best Cowboy seasons in the last few years. So, I mean, the O-line is obviously, I mean, I think I love Andy Dalton, but he was awful. And I think most of that was because the O-line was literally replacement players at almost every position. We're going to hopefully, I mean, we should, starting, we should have Lyle Collins at right tackle, Zach Martin, Tyler Badage. I don't know how to say his last name at center. Connor Williams at left guard and left tackle Tyron. I love that if they can just stay on the field.
Well, I also think, you know, I think that defensive lines have gotten better over the past 5-6 years. The guys have gotten bigger, they've gotten faster, they got more athletic. And these guys have been in the NFL for a long time. They've played lots of snaps, they've played lots of downs. And I think eventually your athleticism wears out, and I think you can see that in some of these guys that have played in the league a long time.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be interesting, because I think the only one that really, I mean, the center, obviously we're missing Travis Frederick, who retired the season before last. That was a big hole, because center may not be the most important position on the O-line, but man, having a good one, you can see it. And just like the Eagles with Jason Kelce and the Raiders when they did have Rodney Hudson. That's a hole that we are trying to probably still fill of Travis Frederick.
Yeah, I think the line, I think it's going to struggle for a while. I don't think that they're going to this year, even if everyone stays healthy, I don't think it's going to be what it was like Dak and Zeke's rookie year when they were all Pro Bowlers. They were all like these, no one could get in the backfield.
That's going to be a definitely hard to re-reach, because, I mean, that was like historic. I mean, every single player on those lines were amazing. And
yeah,
I mean, like you said, they've just gotten older and they're going to need to eventually start getting replaced. Probably first, it's going to be Tyron. Then we may see Zach Martin. I mean, he plays an interior, so I don't know if he probably can go longer, but I mean, this past season, we saw Zach get hurt for really pretty much the first time.
Yeah, so I hope Josh Ball, like, kind of going back to the picks, I hope he does kind of, like, step up in his role and become a great offensive tackle, because we need one. Not even just for Tyron Smith, for every position, because obviously, as we saw, anybody can be moved anywhere on that line.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
especially if you do look to try to replace Connor Williams. I don't know if we think is that amazing.
I don't know. That's something, like I said, the line's been struggling. So is he good? Is he not good? Because everyone else, the whole line has been in trouble. So I hope this year, if everyone is healthy and everyone comes back and they stay healthy all year, that we kind of see how good some of these players are.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I want to see Zeke better. I'm kind of...
Yeah. A lot of that last year was just because his O-line was terrible.
I kind of disagree with you. I think that's a problem. But he doesn't even look like he wants to run. It's like his first year, his rookie year, dude, he would take people with him running. He would take the whole defense with him running. And now he gets hit and he's done.
I could be incorrect, but I think Zeke may have got COVID either before the season or, like, right at the start. And, I mean,
I think you're right. I think he did, but
now, obviously, that doesn't exclude him from all any hate ever, but I do think that hurt, because, I mean, it hurt his workout regimen. And I just don't think he looked super in shape for this past season, but I just don't like the slander that he's not been good in like 3 years. I don't think that's correct at all. I'm not saying that's from you. That's just from people online.
Well, I don't think he's been good since he signed a $99 million contract.
Well, I also don't like paying running backs. So I mean, Tony Pollard was just as good as he was last year.
That's a podcast for a different day, Michael.
Yeah,
a podcast for a different day. How much we should pay these players and why I'm not the biggest fan of Jerry Jones, which I have to say, this draft, I don't know if Jerry Jones controlled it because he usually controls every draft, but I do think that they got players in positions that were needed. For the first time ever, I actually feel like, hey, Jerry got some good players here.
Well, we have a very big disagreement on that because I think the Cowboys usually draft pretty dang well. But
I think they draft good players. I just think they draft them in positions that aren't needed.
That's fair, but we also got to look at some of the things they've drafted over the last few years. Dak, Zeke, Jalen, LVE. Say what you want, but CeeDee, I think, is going to be our number one wide receiver maybe next year.
Michael, I'm not as big of a fan of Dak as you are, so.
Well,
I like Dak, not the biggest fan of him.
Well, you better like him now because that's our quarterback for 5 years. So.
I don't think that he is going to come back and be the player that he is.
Oh my goodness,
Michael, his ankle was like, it's like snapped in half. Like that was bad.
I need you to believe in Dakota Rain Prescott.
Okay, do you remember Allen Hurns' ankle? Allen Hurns didn't come back.
That fool never was good, Chloe. That dude was never good. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that was a sad part of the Cowboys' time where they had to use Allen Hurns at wide receiver.
I remember that game. Oh my gosh, his ankle.
Oh,
but
it was terrible.
I disagree with you about Dak. I'm not the biggest Dak fan. I don't think he like hung the moon. I don't think he's Russell Wilson. I don't think he's Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's Tom Brady. I think he's mediocre. I think he can win a Super Bowl. I think he needs superstars around him to be great, though.
All right, real quick, and then we'll move on to some of the drafts we really liked. Do you think Dak is better than Big Ben?
That is a horrible comparison. It's a horrible question. Big Ben in his prime.
I'm gonna do a few of these. We're warming up. This shouldn't even be a thought. This shouldn't.
Yes, he is because of his mobility.
Oh my gosh! You don't even think he's a better passer than Big Ben?
That I think he and Big Ben are very equal on how they pass, and it's we're losing, so I'm just gonna start throwing the ball downfield, and that's how he gets so many yards.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, that one's hard. I haven't seen Joe Burrow play a season in the NFL with protection. He's literally playing without an offensive line, pretty much. So, yeah. I can't say that one yet.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence can pass better than Dak, hands down. Hands down.
He hasn't played an NFL snap.
Okay, in college, let's just go by college then. Let's go by his record in college and how good he was and how he's never lost a regular season game, ever.
Yeah, also played in the besides ACC.
Besides the point. Okay, but he still played in the national championship against some pretty good defenses.
Yeah, I lost one of them. I'm just joking. I love Trevor Lawrence. I don't know why
let's go back to Trevor Lawrence. Again, like I said, same thing as Joe Burrow. Haven't seen him play in the NFL yet, but in college, he can pass a lot better than Dak. He's more accurate. I think he's more accurate. I think he can throw it farther. I think he's a better passer. Mobility wise, probably not better than Dak. I think Dak's a pretty good running quarterback, but we'll see in the NFL. We'll see.
All right, last one, and then we'll move on. Kyler Murray.
I'm not a big fan of Kyler.
I don't know how I feel about him, because I feel like he has weapons and just isn't good enough.
I've never been a huge fan of Kyler, partly because I'm an OSU fan. He went to OU.
Yeah.
And he went to A&M, two schools that I'm not really big fans of. But besides the point, I think he is very, very mobile. I think his style of quarterback is closer to a Lamar Jackson style of quarterback than it is a Dak Prescott. I don't think he passes the ball a ton, and I don't think his passing is great, but I think he's very mobile, and I think his mobility kind of saves him.
It's fair.
So, I don't know. I think I would like to see more from Kyler, like who he has, Christian Kirk, now DeAndre Hopkins. He did have Larry Fitzgerald. Like, I want to see more from that.
AJ Green.
Yeah, he has AJ Green. I want to see this year. I hope he to see more because I think Arizona is going to be a pretty good team this year.
Sleeper team. They just got JJ. I think they drafted decently. So.
Yeah, and I think Cliff Kingsbury, if Kyler wants to become a quarterback, let's just compare him to Russell Wilson, who's probably one of the most accurate mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. I think that Cliff Kingsbury can help him get there.
So, I like Cliff Kingsbury as well. Boom, not a big fan.
well, he went to Tech. He was the coach at Tech and did not do well in college, but that's also because who wants to go to Lubbock to play football?
Not wrong.
Especially a star defensive player. Yeah, no.
But, all right.
Look at Patrick Mahomes, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're not going to talk about how that even happened, but.
Another podcast.
Yeah, let's move on. All right, we had to do a cut. Let's talk about our top few drafts, and then maybe we can get into a few of our not so great drafts. I'll let Chloe go ahead and start.
Okay, so the two drafts, the teams that I really, really liked were the Browns and the Bears. I think the Browns drafted, kind of like the Cowboys, quite a few defensive positions that they needed to fulfill to fill this team that I think is pretty good and can go pretty far in the playoffs this year. And I think they got depth for their other players. I think you're kind of filling these new spots and you're deepening your already pretty great positions. So I think that the Browns, what they did, who they drafted, what positions they were, kind of got a really high grade for me on the draft.
So first round, they went cornerback Greg Newsome, and then maybe the steal of the draft. ESPN has this player as their second pick as the number one ranked linebacker over Micah Parsons, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I probably botched that. they got him in the second round, 20th pick, and he was the number one position rank linebacker to ESPN. I mean, that's a steal.
And I think it is going to benefit them. You know, I think their defense is good. I think they were good last year, obviously. I think that's kind of helped them win the amount of games and do what they did. But I really think that the cornerback and the linebacker is going to help this defense a lot.
And I have no idea. I really don't know much about their linebackers. So
I may start.
Jeremiah.
I don't either know a lot about the Browns linebackers, but if he is an explosive player that's going to get in the backfield and going to stop the run, get to the quarterback, they're definitely going to play him for sure.
And, I mean, that team has to be very good. It's a pretty solid division. I think, however you feel about Baker Mayfield, he's going to have Odell back. They drafted another wide receiver in the third round. So, I mean, he has weapons. I mean, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb is running backs, a really, really good O-line, maybe the best or at least top three. That team's going to be good. And, I mean, with a draft like this, I mean, that GM is one extremely good. I think his last name's Barry.
Andrew Barry, yeah.
They know what they're doing. They did good in the free agency. They went out and got Jadeveon Clowney, I believe.
Which I think, honestly, I am a huge fan of Jadeveon Clowney. I think he's a great player. And I think if the Browns like build up this defense and Baker plays great at quarterback, their running backs play great, I think the Browns might be kind of scary.
I agree with that. Boom.
Which I think they were last year too. I think they kind of.
Yeah. I mean, 11-5.
Yeah, better than the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good team. They got Denzel Ward out there, Grant Delpit. They got a lot of dudes.
If you have Myles Garrett, you're doing something.
I mean, there's really not a unit. If these rookies play well, there's really not a unit on that team that I'd say, I'm not sure if they're going to be good there. Because linebackers now, they have Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I believe they have Joe Sherbert. That's how you say his name. He was a Jacksonville Jaguar middle linebacker. That fool, like, always has the most tackles in the league. Maybe
and no one talks about him?
Yeah. Well, also maybe because he lets the dudes get by him and then he just tackles them. But, I mean, he's tackling them at least. But, yeah, this was one of my drafts, too. I think it's extremely good. Yeah.
Well, I think they really haven't had a great draft ever. And when they do have great drafts, their players are never utilized because the team is just so bad.
Yeah.
But I think this draft with, they have a newer coach, I guess. They have Baker, who's newer to the league. They have Myles Garrett, who's not necessarily new, but he plays football at a high, high, high level. I think these players and this draft and I think the Browns are going to be good.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think super highly of Lamar. I just don't think he's as good as advertised. So I think the Browns can definitely run away with this division.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to have a problem with the Steelers.
I think they
bringing Big Ben back, I think, was just a horrible decision. I think Juju has become complacent. I'm a huge fan of T.J. Watt, though. I think T.J. Watt is great. I'm a huge fan of Minka Fitzpatrick. I think Minka Fitzpatrick is great. So I think they can take the Steelers, honestly, truthfully. The Ravens, I'm like you. I'm with you. I'm not a huge fan of Lamar Jackson. I am a huge fan of their newest wide receiver, though, Tylan Wallace. Huge fan of him. But he's not going to be utilized.
You don't know that. That team has no wide receivers. I think there's a team for Tylan. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson cannot throw past 10 yards.
No, so I mean,
he's not going to be utilized.
I understand that.
He's a huge deep threat, and I was so upset. I was so mad. I was like, he got drafted to literally the team with the worst quarterback to go to. Like, Lamar Jackson can't throw the ball accurately past 10 yards.
He may have went to the team that he may actually get playing time, though. He just may be out there running and blocking because.
Well, he's a good blocker, and they got Sammy Watkins, so maybe they'll be good. I don't know, but yeah, I think the Browns. Back to the Browns. I think their draft. I think their team. I think this everything kind of in the past 8 months that has been going on with the Browns has definitely made them a huge playoff contender.
And I don't think they should have that much issue with the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals got better, and I like their offseason, but
they still didn't get Joe Burrow the best O-line. So.
Well, Jamar Chase, though, more to throw to.
If he can even get the ball out before somebody's in the backfield.
Not exactly wrong.
See, I was not a fan. Like, I'm a huge fan of Jamar Chase. Like, I think he's a great football player. But him going to the Bengals, I was like, who just picked that pick? Like, who just took Jamar Chase when Joe Burrow has a torn ACL because his line doesn't block?
With probably generational offensive tackle, like, player sitting there at Penei Sewell.
Yeah. So. If I was Joe Burrow, I'd be like, dude, what is going on? Like, Jamar Chase is great.
Yeah, but he's probably not super mad. I mean, he gets to go play with his buddy from LSU.
You're right, but I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, my mind was just blown in that pick.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'll definitely say that. Let's Let's move on to we both had the Bears. Do you want to talk about the Bears first?
I think Justin Fields sums it up.
Well, I think Tevin Jenkins
definitely does too.
Yeah.
If like Tevin Jenkins is completely underrated. People do not talk about him enough. I've watched him play for a long time at OSU, but he is just, he blocks very well. He's very smart. He's very, like, I don't really know exactly what the right word is, but everything he does, he plays at a high level. And I think that that's just a great pick. I think it would be, he would be a great pick to anybody, but I think him going to the Bears with Justin Fields, like, I think that's great. You're getting a new quarterback. You're getting a new offensive tackle, or multiple new offensive tackles, actually.
Yeah. And then
you're getting a running back and a wide receiver. You're kind of rebuilding this whole offense, which has totally struggled with Mr. Trubisky.
Yeah.
So, but I think, to me, the pick was definitely Justin Fields.
Well, let's just block out him going at 11. 4 months ago, this fool was supposed to go number 2. It was locked in.
Or number 1.
Or potentially number 1.
Going number one.
Yeah, if Trevor Lawrence started to slip, and, like, let's say he didn't, like, I mean, he started playing after COVID, he didn't come back and play good, and they didn't make the dang playoffs. And Justin Fields went on and somehow won it all. Let's talk about that. Like, is Justin Fields number 1, not 11? You know, I mean, this guy was, whatever you want to say, if you want to try to say he's lazy or something, I mean, I don't know if that's exactly true. I don't know where that even came from. I just think his fall was so weird, and the Bears, who haven't had a quarterback maybe ever, I think they got a stud. They got him Taven. I believe he played like every single position on that O-line for OSU.
This year, everybody played every position. It was literally the Cowboys line. It was musical chairs. But yeah. In the years past, he hasn't. He's definitely not. But this year, everybody played every position. So, yeah. But he's just he's very aggressive, very athletic, very, I can't really find the word to describe him, but he's elite. And people, you can argue that he plays in the Big 12, no defense, but still, he does not allow very many sacks. He does not allow very many pressures. He does not allow very much in the backfield. So, and I think partly the reason that Chuba Hubbard was so good 2 years ago was because of Tevin Jenkins and because of that O-line then, but Tevin Jenkins was a huge part of it. So, I think he's a great player, and I think he could have gone anywhere and been great, but the Bears need help offensively. And I think him going to the Bears was a great choice, and I think – I thought he was going to go kind of around where he went, beginning to middle of the second round. So he didn't fall, in my opinion. And so I'm glad that he's at the Bears, though. I'm glad that the Bears, because in my opinion, the Bears have a good defense or good players on their defense. And so if they can fix their offense, I think they can get back to a pretty good Bears team.
And they traded away a lot of picks, so they don't really have the depth of the draft, but I mean, I like Khalil Herbert, the running back they got out of Virginia Tech, Daz Newsome. So this isn't a super deep draft just because they traded away a lot, but I mean, I think those first two picks were some of the best first two picks teams had.
And, oh, for sure.
That's what, I mean, a lot of the scouts and the analysts say, when we see it a lot, whenever these teams, they draft a big old new quarterback, and then they get them a new offensive tackle or O-lineman, because usually if you're drafting high, you're bad. You probably have a bad O-line. So, I mean, I like always matching a good quarterback with an O-tackle, and I think that's just a great 1-2 punch.
Yeah, for sure. And another team that I think had a great draft was the Jets. I think the Jets getting who they got in Zach Wilson was, in my opinion, a pretty good pick.
Is that weird to say that the Jets did something right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, yeah, I have the Dolphins draft just a bit better than this draft, but I mean, it was good. Like I said, I mean, Zach Wilson, then O-lineman, then they got wide receiver, then they got a running back. They went first, four offensive players to, I mean, help Zach Wilson. And Zach Wilson could be a dang bust, so we could be looking at this next year and he plays terribly and we look goofy. But if he's what we think he can be, throwing those passes like he did at his pro day, then this draft hit.
Yeah, and I know people think Sam Darnold better than he played. I'm not entirely convinced. So yeah. I think that was a great pick for them, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think Sam – I mean, obviously, Adam Gase sucks so bad. I don't know how that man continues to get jobs. That's got to be – there's got to be something that we don't know that man can continue to get jobs. But I liked the Dolphins. They went Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, and then Javon Holland. Wow, that's a lot of J's. I think this could have been better if they would have went Justin Fields at number 6. I'm going to be honest. But
well, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to give Tua weapons. And I think they did that. I think they successfully did that. So maybe they should have gone Justin Fields. But they're giving their quarterback who they drafted, they wanted, they picked, they're giving him weapons. They're giving him an opportunity to succeed. So we'll see. Like, I think Jalen Waddle's a great, great wide receiver. So,
yeah, I mean, they're betting on Tua, and if that bet comes out great, then they look super smart, because I think Jalen Phillips is one of the best pass rushers in this draft. I think Javon Holland, who I really wanted as a Cowboy, is one of the better safeties. That defense is going to be stupid. Liam Eichenberg, I'm just going to say that's probably not right. Offensive tackle, he was really good in the second round. Hunter Long, a tight end. I mean, they seem to always draft pretty dang well, so this doesn't really surprise me. But if they bet on, like I said, if they bet on two and it works out, then they look like geniuses.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that they have a better opportunity of Tua working out with the draft that they had and with these weapons that they're giving him.
So let's talk like maybe one or two drafts that we don't like. Do you have any that you just kind of really hate?
You know, there's nothing that I really like completely hate. I don't think that, to me, I don't think the Texans really had a great draft.
That was one of mine.
But there's no, the Texans are just kind of so far deep. Like, there's no getting them out right now.
Yeah, because they don't know if Deshaun's going to play, because if any of those allegations are true, he really doesn't have a career anymore. So they just lost.
The fact that there's like 50 of them,
yeah,
kind of leads me to believe that something's true there.
Yeah. So they're at such a bad situation. Like, at this point, I think they probably wish they traded him and just got what they could get, because they may now just get nothing. Davis Mills, I don't think he's going to be anything special. My two least favorite drafts are actually the drafts with TCU players drafted. So I don't know how I did that, but I'm kind of mad about it.
So the Raiders are your other least favorite
draft. Yeah, they are.
You know, I think the Raiders, the thing is, I'm not going to say they're one of my least favorite drafts, because to me, I think people underrate the Raiders sometimes. I think Jay Gruden's a good coach.
I want to, and I like Chloe, I really want to like what they're doing, and I saw the potential. They go and draft these random dudes, and they turn out to be good. But Alex Leatherwood at 17, I don't like it. Morig out of TCU, I really like. I think he was the best safety in this draft. Changed my mind. There's 100% bias. After that, there's nothing. I just don't like the Leatherwood draft. They traded away Rodney Hudson in the offseason for, like, literal marbles. He's probably a top three center in the league. I just don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know if they're trying to compete. I don't know if they're trying to rebuild. They still have Derek Carr. Like, that's probably just more me hating on the Raiders than anything. But
yeah, which I get it. Like, I don't think they never, to me, they never have any, like, reason for their draft. There's no reason for it. It's just random people.
Yeah. I feel like they go just best available, and they don't even, like,
pretty much. They go to the ESPN app, best available.
100%. They are drafting from ESPN.
We're going to draft Alex Leatherwood.
And, like I just want to believe it. Like, Mike Mayock and Gruden. Like, I want to believe that these dudes are mad scientists building some team. But I just feel like whenever they take three steps forward, they take another three back and trading away some of the players that they've traded away. Trent Brown, left tackle, I believe. Ronnie Hudson. So why did you trade all these guys away if you're just going to draft new ones? Like, that's not how building a team works in my eyes. Yeah. If you like these guys, just play with them. But yeah. So, yeah, I think we both, I mean, I think the Raiders just had a bad draft. And I mean, the Texans were in a weird situation. They only had five picks and their first pick was in the third round. They don't know about their quarterback situation. They don't know about really anything. This was a tough one for them, so I'm not going to crap on them too much. They did what they could do. I like the Garrett Wallow draft pick, obviously, because he's a TCU player, and I watched him all the time. But Brevin Jordan, the tight end, I think that's decent. But
yeah, the others, there's kind of two other drafts that I don't hate them. But I don't really think – I don't really like them, I guess. And it's the Cardinals and the Saints. The Saints okay. – I don't really know what the Saints are doing.
I had the Saints as one of mine, but the Cardinals is going to surprise me.
I don't think the Saints really know what they're doing.
They're
without Drew Brees. I think their world is kind of collapsing right now.
The Peyton Turner pick was very interesting. I will say that.
I don't really think their defense is bad, though.
It's really not. It's so probably, that was drafted, the only thing that was carrying that team last
they
year.
They drafted more defensive players than needed, in my opinion.
Hey, Chloe, they got the GOAT Ian Book. Well, I don't even think is going to get a dang snap.
Well, if Drew Brees was still there and playing the way Drew Brees plays, he wouldn't. But he's gone, so maybe he will. He's definitely not going to get a snap over Taysom Hill.
Or Jameis.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Taysom Hill's gonna start go before him.
Yeah. But they went a lot of defense. I don't think defense was their issue at all, actually. Pete Warner, their second round pick. I think they just got a bunch of guys. And now looking at it, this is definitely worse than the Raiders.
Yeah. It's just like maybe they do need these positions, and maybe they need depth in them. But to me, I feel like their offense kind of had more trouble than anything last year.
Yeah, and some of that was Drew, and I hate to say it because
Love Drew. I'm not going to say
we
it.
We all love Drew, but I'll be the one to say it. He was not good, and I don't think Jameis or anything's going to be much better. But at least they can throw the ball deeper. So,
that's just because Drew Brees is 42 years old.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not going to throw the ball.
Well, Thomas Brady doing it
Tom
at 45.
Brady is a freak. Tom Brady is a freak of nature. Like, he's a freak of nature. He's not even a real person, I don't think. I think he's a robot.
Yeah, that, and I also believe that that the Saints also had a lot of bad teams, which probably resulted in Drew Brees getting hit a lot more than Tom
Drew
Brady.
Drew Brees built the Saints. Brady and Belichick built the Patriots.
I don't know about that. The Saints head coach is pretty dang good.
Oh, Sean Payton's great.
Yeah.
But if Sean Payton didn't have Drew Brees, I don't think the Saints would be what we talk about the Saints being.
Well, I don't think they are next year because they were 100 mil over the cap going into this offseason. They somehow got under. I don't know what type of voodoo they did.
Oh, yeah, they probably did some voodoo.
Oh, did you see the Taysom Hill contract? Like, that was the – I don't even understand NFL money anymore.
It's – I don't know. I can't keep up.
But let's –
we have people being paid $500 million. We have people being paid, like, $5 million. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so my other pick, I said the Cardinals.
This one I'm going to disagree with, but so I'll let you
I think the linebacker from Tulsa, Zaven Collins, is a great linebacker. I think he's a great pick. But the cornerbacks and pass rushers were, like, off the edge, were their biggest needs. And they didn't really fill them until late.
Yeah, I like the Tay-Gowen guy.
And then you don't get an interior offensive lineman until one of your last picks, which is another pick they needed.
I agree.
And they have tons of receivers. Why are you getting a receiver as your second pick in the whole draft?
Okay, well let's analyze that first. D-Hop, obviously. Larry Christian Fitz Kirk. Getting old. I don't Fitz think retired. Christian Kirk's as good as you think he is.
Christian
he's good.
Kirk is pretty good. Hey, Michael, he's carried my fantasy team before.
Okay, well, Rondale Moore, I think, is a top seven wide receiver in this draft. I mean, why not get another big old explosive fast guy? I mean, obviously there's probably better guys in the position, but I don't think Rondale Moore was a terrible selection just because, I mean, that defense, I think you're underrating the pass rush. I mean, they have, I'm blanking on his name. He was injured for all of last year. He's there. He was there before JJ. He was their main pass rusher.
Oh my gosh, if you wouldn't have said it, I probably could remember his name.
That's so bad because he's like, I mean, this is...
Yes,
I know exactly
who you're talking about. Oh my gosh.
Well, this is the issue, is no one talks about him because nobody knows him, but he's like one of the best pass rushers in the dang league. Okay, I'm looking it up. But
what is his name? Oh my gosh.
But, I mean...
I can't even think of it!
They also have Isaiah Simmons, Chandler Jones...
Chandler Jones, yes.
Holy crap. So he's really freaking good. J.J. Watt. So they're going to have those two rushing the passer. Now their interior, I'll give you, is awful. Zach Allen and Leki Fotu. Do you know either of those fools?
No, I do not.
So there we go.
I think.
I actually don't even think linebacker was an issue looking at it.
No. So that's kind of the pick that really caught me off guard.
So do you maybe hate the positions they drafted and not the players?
Yes, it's nothing to do with the players. It's totally the positions.
And I think that's
because
fair.
I think Zaven Collins is a great linebacker. He played great at Tulsa.
I agree with that.
But I just, to me, the positions that they drafted, cornerbacks, linebackers, that wasn't their biggest problem on their defense. It was
I mean, I think corner is not great. I mean,
well, corner, I feel like something that any NFL team could draft and use it.
I mean, Malcolm Butler and Robert Alford, yeah, they definitely needed Tay Gowen. But, I mean, he was a six-round pick or something, so I don't know.
Yeah, he was one of their last picks. So I just don't think the issues that they had, they addressed early. I think they addressed them too late. And I think what they got early was not issues that they had.
I think you've kind of changed my mind. I mean, I think the players overall were good, like you said.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any problem with the players.
I just don't think they drafted them at the right time, right place. And, yeah, I can agree to that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll surprise me and maybe these players will be put to good use and Arizona.
Yeah, I agree to that. Any other team that you just didn't really dislike?
That I really disliked?
Yeah.
No, not really. You know, The ones that really stood out to me were just the teams that I just didn't understand the players that they drafted. I didn't get why they drafted that position, why they drafted that player, and when they drafted them.
Yeah, I mean, some teams, they just go into it and just say, all right, best available player.
That's we'll figure out what the Raiders did.
Yeah, we'll figure out where to put him later. We'll just best available, and if he plays good, he plays good. And if we have to move other guys around because he's playing good at a position that's already taken, then, you know, we just move people around, which I don't think is a terrible strategy when done right. Like, we saw the Chiefs do it the year off their Super Bowl. Because, I mean, what could that team possibly need? Probably, I mean, honestly, those type of teams, like Tampa Bay, they probably did the same thing as well.
Well, Tampa Bay did draft Kyle Trask, which kind of shocked me. So, maybe.
I thought that was going to happen 100%.
I didn't think it was going to go to Tampa Bay. I thought they were going to get a quarterback, but I didn't think it was going to be Kyle Trask. When it was Kyle Trask, it's like, whew. I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know if he's that great, but
I think he was great the first couple games at Florida because they didn't play anybody good, and then he started playing these better teams, and then it was like, he's not that good, is he?
They got the boy Jalen Darden out of North Texas. I think he led the nation in touchdowns because he was at North Texas
because he played at UNT.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He was playing UTEP and stuff.
Yeah.
Absolute bums who have never played football. But he's really fast. So I'll give him that. But he's also 174 pounds. Holy crap, that dude's tiny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's all you want to talk about draft, I have one last question that I kind of like to do to just kind of throw on you.
Well, I have, like, I want to say, like, my favorite picks. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, I think, to me, the best picks of the draft were in the first round, and it was Mac Jones and Kyle Pitts. I think – and I'm serious. I think Kyle Pitts is the perfect pick for the Falcons. Now you have weapons in every receiving position, pretty much. You have Julio. You have Calvin Ridley. You have now Kyle Pitts, who can't be covered by a cornerback and can't be covered by a safety because either size or speed.
Say what you want about Matt Ryan, but that fool can throw it in football.
Yes. I've always been a fan of Matt Ryan. I think he's a pretty good quarterback.
I have too.
And so him with three receiving weapons, I like it. I like Kyle Pitts there. I kind of want to see how this plays out because obviously Julio the past couple of years hasn't been a superstar like Julio is. And Calvin kind of has stepped up the past 2-3 years. And so now with Kyle Pitts in that mix, I want to see it. Like, I think it's going to be kind of scary.
With their new offensive head coach, oh, yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. I mean, that could be potentially a top-5 offense if it's all done correctly.
Yeah, and if their line blocks and if they do have Todd Gurley as a running back, so, you know.
Which interests me because that Titans offense was super rush heavy. Derrick Henry. I mean, that coach doesn't have – I mean, I would assume the coach that they brought in is going to call the offense or at least have, you know, say in it. So I would assume they're going to go with, I mean, similar type stuff. But, I mean, he made Ryan Tannehill look pretty dang good.
Yeah.
So what is he going to be able to do with Matt Ryan and all those weapons? It could get interesting. I don't think they have a defense to stop anybody, but
so we're going to be seeing like 50-point games, but it's okay.
Yeah, you know.
I just want to see this offense. Football. I just want to see this offense cuz I think it's going to be pretty scary. And then Mac Jones. I think that Mac Jones is the most Tom Brady quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
It hurts. It hurts how similar they are.
Like, they're both are not the most athletic.
Smart dudes.
They're both. I think they're very smart, football smart. I think Tom Brady at 45 still runs better than Mac Jones.
Which is kind of funny, but.
But, like, I think Mac Jones just fits the Tom Brady mold. And Cam Newton only has one more year. He only got a contract extension for 1 year.
And I don't even
know. I'm not a fan of Cam Newton. I don't really think he's that good. But if Mac Jones just learns from Bill Belichick and just watches the NFL and just understands how it works and understands defenses, I think Mac Jones can be a really great quarterback, especially for Bill Belichick, especially in that system.
If Mac Jones goes on and have a really good season, this draft is actually elite. I didn't realize how good they drafted, because usually the Patriots don't draft very well.
They usually draft like what they need, but it's usually players that you would never expect them to draft.
Yeah.
You're like, huh, why did they draft them?
Well, okay. If Mac Jones turns into anything, I mean, obviously we're comparing him to the greatest quarterback of all time, so maybe we should halt the brakes a little bit. But
I'm just saying.
They are very similar.
Mac Jones, the way he plays football, his general just, like, appearance, his, like, it just fits that mold that Tom Brady left at the Patriots.
And if Bill can build this up and build another quarterback, I mean,
I don't think I don't think Mac Jones is rivaling Tom Brady in any way, shape, or form. I don't think we're going to see Mac Jones with 7 Super Bowl rings.
No, definitely not.
But I think he can help this Patriots team that was a dynasty kind of get back to that winning status.
Can we talk about that they went 7-9 with one of the worst quarterbacks last year in the league?
To me, that proves, like, I think that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. Hands down. Once he won that 7th one at Tampa Bay, I think it completely shut the door. There's no argument anymore. But I think that you can still safely say that Bill Belichick had a lot to do with the 6 that Tom Brady won in New England.
100%.
Because, like you said, they had a mediocre season with a awful quarterback.
Yeah, he was not good. Don't try, like, people will try to say, like, he didn't have weapons. I mean, he didn't, but he also, when they were open, threw it to, like, their feet. So,
yeah, I mean, I think that if Mac Jones, I don't think they can just throw Mac Jones to the Wolves and he's going to be great. I think he needs to learn. I think he needs to understand the NFL, because it is drastically different than college. And I think if he does that he can be pretty good, especially under Bill Belichick.
And this was a good draft overall. They went Christian Barmore, Ronnie Perkins, and they literally signed almost every single player in free agency possible. So
they pretty much were like, you're a free agent, here's a contract.
You're a Patriot now. So them going 7-9, if they go out and start Mac Jones day one and he's even halfway better than Cam Newton, this could be a dang playoff team, which is crazy.
Because I think it's Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick has a great system. I think he has one thing that he has that nobody in Dallas can ever get is he has his freedom. They let him do what he wants. He drafts who he wants, and I think he knows what he's doing. And I'm a fan of Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll have a lot of haters because they win a lot, but it is what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's try to wrap this up here. I have one question for you, and I'll let you elaborate on it. Will Aaron Rodgers be traded? And if he does, where is he going?
If your star player is that unhappy and it is all over the internet that your star player doesn't want to be there anymore, they're going to have to trade him. There's no way. There is no way in the world that the Packers can hold on to him.
I feel like we saw this just last year where he wanted to be out and they recovered and then he went and had an MVP season. You know, I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan.
I think Aaron Rodgers is great.
Yeah.
But I can't see him staying. And I know for a fact he's not coming to Dallas.
No.
Because he hates Mike McCarthy.
I didn't even think about that.
Mike McCarthy is not at the Packers because he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Totally forgot about that.
If but the thing is, I just can't see Aaron Rodgers staying. This is not something new. Aaron Rodgers being unhappy is not something new. And we've seen him stay. And it's been a lot of times that these people that he's not happy with are replaceable, like Mike McCarthy. So at this point, if it's somebody that's a GM, that's an owner that he's not happy with, they're not replaceable. So yeah. I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to get out. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be there. I think the Packers are going to try to hold on with everything that they have to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have but to.
I think he's going to try to get out.
I think he could potentially be a Raider. You know how crazy that would be?
Oh, my gosh. If Aaron Rodgers went to the Raider, I might have a heart attack. I don't know where I think he's going to go. The Broncos. The Broncos pick up anybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had Joe Flacco for a while, so.
Broncos didn't have a bad draft either. I mean, Broncos could, if they somehow get freaking
Aaron Rodgers. You get the MVP on your team. Oh, my gosh.
This is actually a solid draft, too. So
I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to go, but I do think the Packers are going to hold on to him for dear life. But
yeah,
but the thing is who can pay him more than the Packers can?
I don't even know if it's really
the salary cap got lowered. Who can pay him?
I just don't think it's really pay for him. I think I just don't think he was happy with how they were running things, and there's probably a lot that we don't know.
When you're an MVP and you have played football at that high of a level as long as you have, like Aaron Rodgers has, you're not gonna go for no money. They're gonna have to pay you.
Yeah, I agree.
Like he's not gonna be like, oh, I'll take a pay cut. I don't think he's gonna take a pay cut.
But I also think he does want another Super Bowl, and just to continue to add to his Hall of Fame resume. And I mean,
I think the Packers team can still do it though. Yeah, I think the Packers team can still do it. I like their coach.
I like their coach. Like 13-3. I mean, I don't think their draft was good. I don't think this team seemed to draft, but
well, think about it. They lost their Super. What stood in the way of them in the Super Bowl was Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady
still here.
Tom Brady hasn't gone away. He's not going to go away. I don't think that the Bucs are going to be a Super Bowl team again, but I think that the Packers can be a Super Bowl team if Aaron Rodgers stays. But if Aaron Rodgers is that unhappy, he's not going to stay.
Yeah, or he's just not going to want to play because
– yeah.
But, I mean, that'd be wild if they traded away an MVP.
Yeah. To me, that's just a hard one to say because, like I said, the people that he has been unhappy with in the past, which he has been unhappy quite a lot, it seems.
Yeah.
The people that he's been unhappy with are coaches, are players, are people that they just get rid of. He has a problem with the GM. They're not just going to get rid of the GM.
Yeah, because
that's not how it works.
It really isn't. And I love power for the players, but sorry, Aaron, I don't think that you should have the authority to fire a GM.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's really like a bottom tier player that you just don't like, I don't know why you'd be making this all public, but I mean, that's obviously not the case, but I think if he's really this unhappy at this point, he just needs to figure out how to get out of there because he's kind of hurting a little bit of his image. Now, a lot of people are agreeing with him, but I just don't want him to be shattered image-wise. Yeah.
Well, you saw Houston do this with J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was unhappy, and they traded him away. But then on the flip side, you saw Deshaun Watson, who was very unhappy, and they kept him.
I mean, but a quarterback, I just value so much above anything else. So it's really the quarterback thing.
I think, in my personal opinion, if Aaron Rodgers stays there, I think Green Bay is going to be back right where they were.
I agree, which is wild.
Right in that 13 and, well, I guess it would be 13-4 or 14-3. Oh, that kind of season. And in the Super Bowl, or at least in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. And so, and NFC is going to have to just get through dang Tom Brady every year, it seems like now.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. That is just, as public as this discontent is, he might have to be traded.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if he goes to the Raiders and plays Mahomes twice a year. You know, oh my god, that would be the best.
No, I really hope that he stays at Green Bay because I'm trying to convince my dad to buy Chiefs Green Bay tickets. So if he stays, I'm in for a show. Yeah, so I'm kind of like stay, but
quarterback matchup right there.
Oh gosh, yeah, for sure. That's what I wanted to see in the Super Bowl was that one.
That one would have been nice. I agree.
But that's not why the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, was because it was the Bucks. They lost the Super Bowl because they have no offensive line, which they fixed that problem. So
they overfixed that problem. Like, I've never.
Yeah, no one's going to be getting Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes will be fine.
Monopoly money over there. How do they have so much money? Like, they went out and got Joe Thuney, really good from the Patriots or wherever he was before. They traded for one of the best tackles in the league, Orlando Brown. I know they signed other dudes. They drafted dudes. Like, gosh. Like, I don't know. Creed Humphrey, probably the best center in the draft, maybe. Like, man, they know. They said, this is our issue. Let's fix it. And they definitely did.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, yeah. Do you have any last thoughts?
No, I don't think I do.
All right.
I think we're good.
All right. I appreciate you coming on. And, yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
I hope that you like doing podcasts because I feel like that's what you still want your career to be, right? Or just sports talking in general.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do, talk about sports.
But, yeah, this has been a good podcast. And this is Teenage Sports, and goodbye.